grateful. Hallelujah. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Master's Call. We call it our telecommunications sanctuary. This is Brenda Terrell. I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast, and I am so thankful on this Thank You, Jesus Thursday. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Oh, most gracious Holy Father, we thank you, Lord, for another day. It may be a rainy day, it may be a cold day, it may be a sunny day, but Lord, you have given us this day, the day when we will rejoice, we will be glad because you have made it just for us. We thank you, Lord God, for being the God, awesome God that you are, for being our El Shaddai in all our ways. We ask you, Father, that you have your way on this call this morning, that you just be pleased in all that we do and all that we say this day. We glorify you, Father, for the woman of God that's going to bring forth the message, and we thank you, Lord God, for anointing her at this hour, Lord God, that we may hear what the Spirit has to say and that she speak with the voice of the anointing and with power. We thank you, Father God, for everyone that's on the call this morning. We ask that you continue to strengthen them, keep them in perfect peace as their minds are stayed on you. We thank you for Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa. We ask that you continue to strengthen them and bless them, Lord God. Bless their going out and bless their coming in. Bless the artist family, Lord, in its entirety. We give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor for everything that's taken forth from this day forth, even forevermore. In Jesus' name we say hallelujah and amen. Well, TMC family, we are so pleased to have each and every one of you on this call this morning. I will now turn it over to our host on this Thank You, Jesus Thursday. Are you there, host?
Yes, I am, Minister Brenda. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Silver Fox. God bless you, Minister Jackie. Take it away.
And God bless you, and thank you, thank you, thank you for seating and greeting everyone on the call this morning and for that powerful prayer. And you do it with such Jesus joy. Well, this morning, I'd like to come before you. This is Jackie Henderson in Indianapolis, Indiana, on this Thank You, Jesus Thursday. And I'd like to give you a little bit of history of this call. This call was founded in October 2010 by two very powerful and great women of God, our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, Ms. Super Fantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Witherspoon, our Mother Eagle. We just celebrated 7 years on the call and looking forward to many, many, many more. Our scripture reference is found in Psalm 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayers come before you. And God also gave us a mission statement, and that is to enrich, enhance, and to empower believers as they begin their day. Now, if you would like to hear the messages, which we have all of our messages since the onset of this call, has been archived on this website. And that website is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that is www.themasterscall.net. And not only are our messages archived, but all of the bios of our speakers are there, so you can get more acquainted with the speakers on this call. And the theme for this year is, in 2017, God is it, by faith, manifesting our goals and our dreams. So if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, such as Minister Terrell so wonderfully did, or as a host, as I am doing now. Or maybe God has dropped a word down into your spirit that you would like to share with us on this call. Or you may have a prayer request or a praise report. So please submit all of your information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that is info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, or our prayer general, Minister Brent Terrell, will contact you, and we look so forward to you joining our Master's Call family. And what brought us all together is this phenomenal, phenomenal company called artist life, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family 28 years ago. And it's the common thread that brought us each of us together each and every morning to start our day with a word from the Lord. This company has great, great products. It is anointed by the Lord, and the products, as Minister Brenda Terrell said, are the greatest products on this side of heaven. So whoever invited you to the call, and if you'd like to know more about this company, get back with them, and they will be more than willing to share with you about Artist Life. So are you or someone you know a T-Mobile or Metro PC customer and having challenges calling in on the live calls or the playback calls? There's a bridge number that will allow you to call in at no charge. And that number is 716-293-9707. Again, 716-293-9707. So please follow the prompts and you will be joined in with the call at no charge. Please share this information with your team members and your prospects. Immediately following this call is the new Morning Motivational Call. It's held every Monday through Friday, and it is conducted by a team of great leaders that provide vital information to your Artist Life business and its wonderful products. And today is Testimonial Thursday. That number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. And the PIN number is 294617#. So join us on that call immediately following the master's call. And now I shall get out of the way and introduce the woman of God that's going to bring forth the message this morning. And the minister this morning is a phenomenal, phenomenal anointed speaker of God who allows God to use her each and every day with her many, 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 many talents. And that person is Minister Ty Brown. Ty was born in New York City and is currently is a resident of Norcross, Georgia. She received a B.S. in electrical engineering in 1996. She was called into the ministry in 2000 as a lay minister, and God led her to the seminary where she received a Master's of Arts in Pastoral Counseling and a Master's of Divinity in Pastoral Ministry. Ty is currently a doctor's candidate and in Transformation Leadership. God has given Ty a passion for meeting the needs of the next generation through more effective ministry leadership and a desire to be an active participant in God's Jeremiah 29:11 plan for her life. Ty is also in the process of ordination and training as a prophet of God. Prayer is her focus, and she knows that God has called her to pray and share what he has given with her, his people. Ty's most impressive accomplishment and blessing is being a godly, proud mother of an amazing, amazing young man, Christopher. God has led Clyde to found Speak Life Christian Ministries, a nonprofit ministry that is aimed at meeting the needs of her surrounding community, mind, body, and spirit. She is a published author of her first book, When God First the Ministry. Her book can be found on Amazon.com and at BarnesandNoble.com. Ty is an artist distributor and determined to walk in all that God has ordained for her life. So I'd like to bring this woman of God to the phone right now so that she can share what God has placed in her heart. Minister Kai, are you there?
I am here, Minister Jackie. Thank you so much for being such an amazing host. I want to thank Minister Brenda for seating and greeting the people and opening us up in prayer. And, of course, the two amazing women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. I'd like to thank them for their obedience, their yes in founding the Master's Call. But, of course, we know all praise is due our King, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So we honor him in all that we do, and I ask right now that he just speak through my vocal cords that which he has prepared for such a time as this. So yesterday we started out on the series, Chase Your Call, Not Your Challenges. And yesterday we began with the foundation of talking about what is a call, what does that mean, what is the call? And we talked yesterday about three calls that we must answer. The first was the call to salvation, which is seen in Romans 1 and 6. The second was the call to sanctification, which is seen in Romans 1 and 7. And the third is the call to service, which is seen in Romans 1 and 1. So as we, you know, just walk through that time of talking about what a call was and the three calls that we must answer, we just got a little bit of a foundation. So today I'm going to start with part two, which is who is called? Now, this is a question that has been debated for years. People say, oh, no, everyone is called. Some people say, oh, no, this person is called. This is a call. This is a call. That is a call. But what we're going to do is look at a scriptural foundation of who is called. And then you are to take those scriptures and you with the Holy Spirit will answer the question for yourself. See, God doesn't just want us taking verbatim what is said. He wants us to have that relationship with him so that we can take what we hear or what we allow into our ear gates, bring it back to the Holy Spirit, and allow the Holy Spirit to settle the question for us. So let us first look at John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. So if we examine the scripture closely, the key term there is whosoever believes. So who is called? Whosoever believes is the key term there. So if we continue with another scripture in Romans 10 and 13, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. You see, we serve a God that desires that all come to know him. He doesn't restrict anyone from coming to know him. He doesn't restrict anyone from saying, Jesus is my Lord and Savior. We see this in 2 Peter 3 and 9. The Lord is not lacking in concern, slacking concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. He wants us all in the kingdom. He's not limiting who can say, Jesus, I accept you as the truth and the life. He is not restricting who can say only those who come through Jesus get to the Father. He doesn't restrict that promise. He allows all who is willing, whosoever believes. More evidence of this is seen in 1 Timothy 2, 3, and 4. This is good and pleases God, our Savior, who wants all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. See, God desires that all come. But he also knows all things. And because of that, because he knows this, he knows that not everyone will hear the call and respond. Now, this leads us into the scripture that we're going to spend some time on this morning, and that is Romans 8, 29 through 30. For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And those he predestined, he also called. And those he called, he also justified. And those he justified, he also glorified. Now that right there, let me read that again, because the Holy Spirit is just saying, they didn't get that. For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And those he predestined, he also called. And those he called, he also justified. And those he justified, he also glorified. So let's stop right here for a minute and look at this scripture. Now, because of the time constraints, I'm not going to give you all the Greek words that were used here, but I will say this. The Greek word translated for new means to have prior knowledge or to know beforehand. The word translated predestined means appointed. The word translated call comes from the root that means command, order, or urge. Justified means to render righteous, and to glorify means to praise, extol, magnify, or celebrate, to make glorious, so it appear, to make glorious. So if we stop and think about what Paul is saying in this scripture, we realize that God had knowledge of all things and of all the people in the world who would accept his loving call to salvation. See, God knew beforehand which of us will say, okay, Lord, I'm going to accept that call to salvation, which then leads the call to the call of sanctification, which then leads us to be called to service, or I'm not. See, he knew this beforehand. And because we know that he is a loving God, he placed us in his kingdom before the kingdom was ever formed. See, he did this before he created the world. See, God knew that when he created man, there would be those who would accept him and those who would reject him. So at that time, he put us into his kingdom. We had an advanced registration. You know how we got to register for the artist conferences? See, into the kingdom, we had advanced registration. And not only did we have advanced registration, he paid the price for it before we were even conceived. See, he loves us so much that he paid the price in full, not partially paid. We don't have a balance due. It's not a COD. It's not cash on delivery. That price was paid before the world was formed. Think about that. Think about what kind of love it takes to know that a people who you knew would turn their back on you, who you knew would not walk according to the plan you desired for them. You knew this in advance, and you loved them enough to plan for the payment of their sin in advance. Think about the love that requires. So how can we not chase the call that he has placed on our life and allow him to deal with the challenges? Now, that does not mean God cannot change the hearts and minds of those who have not chosen him. No, that's not what that means. What it means is that we serve a God who allows us to choose. Now, he desires that all be saved and all come to the knowledge of the truth. But he's also willing to allow us to make that decision for ourselves. He does not force us into relationship with him, because what type of relationship would that foster? Now, let's think about this from our own personal space as human beings. Would you want to be in an earthly relationship where you had no choice? Would you want your husband or wife to say, well, I had to be here in this relationship. I didn't have an opportunity, so, you know, love and relationship really aren't important. This was just what I had to do. Think about how that would feel to be in that type of relationship. So because of his love for us, he gives us the opportunity to choose him. Even though God knows that so much of humanity will reject him, he doesn't give up on us until we take our last breath and it's too late. It's almost as if God is hoping that someone, anyone, that he had not already predestined, foreknew, called, justified, glorified, would surprise him. See, that's the heart that God has for all of us, that even until we draw our last breath, he gives us the opportunity to say, Lord, I receive your salvation. So who is called? That's a question that you need to go to the Holy Spirit and really spend some time with God to get an understanding of who he's called. It's not a coincidence or accident that we are all here on this phone today. God knew before the foundation of the world, he knew that he would send this word forward. See, because he's doing some new things. He's getting us ready to truly step into our call to service. Because there's some things that have to be tackled in this realm. And so those of us who he foreknew and predestined have to sanctify ourselves, separate ourselves, begin to renew our mind by spending time in his word so that we can be prepared to answer that call. See, from time to time, we go around from challenge to challenge trying to overcome one thing or another. But if we put that time into passionately pursuing the call he has placed on each of our lives, I promise you, he will deal with those challenges. Now, don't get it twisted. I didn't say the challenges weren't coming, because they are coming. The devil is doing his job by throwing obstacles and challenges and situations and circumstances in our path. That's his job. Just like we each do our job, we can't get mad at the enemy for doing his job, but we can laugh in his face and say, my God has overcome the world. So everything that you're throwing at me is propelling me further and faster into my call. So I'm going to leave you with this as you begin to meditate on the Word of God and begin to just figure out what that call is. As you begin to work on, you know, your call to salvation if you are not already saved. If you begin to work on your call to sanctification if you are not setting yourself apart from the world. Be in the world but not of it. Or even if you're in that place where you are accepting your call to service. It's not about the challenges that you'll face, which we will talk about the next time I come before you. but it's about chasing the call and not the challenge. Minister Jackie, I turn the call back over to you.
I'm not. Well, thank you, thank you, thank you for that word. What a word. I told you this woman was anointed by the Lord. So now, I would like to go before the Lord in prayer, and I will be calling you back in just a brief moment to give us our closing benediction. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for that word this morning. We thank you for the clarification that you have given us. We thank you for this wonderful woman of God and her bringing us before you to understand our call. God, we thank you for those that have called in and given us our prayer request. You know each and every heart. You know each and every prayer request. God, we know that you being the God that you are, that you shall grant every desire of our heart. We ask for your anointing over each and every caller that has called in. We ask that you watch over them. We thank you for this word this morning. We thank you for opening up our understanding through your minister this morning. God, we ask your continued blessings over Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa, and thank you for their obedience and their yes, allowing us to come together each and every morning to receive such a word as this. We thank you for Artists International, that common thread that brought us all together. We ask, God, that each and every one of us that are experiencing sickness in our bodies, we know that you are a healer, and your word says that by your stripes we are healed. And any families that are experiencing bereavement, God, we know that you and not, no one but you can give them such a peace and such a calmness in their life to be able and the strength to endure the loss of their family. And each and every caller on this line, God, we ask your blessings and anointing upon each and every one of them and their families as they continue through life, God, praising and blessing you. We ask now that you bless each and every caller on this line, this TMC family. We give you all praise, all honor, and all glory. And we cover this with your blood and in your name, Jesus. Amen and amen. Now, callers, I know you're going to want to go back and listen to the playback of this call. And that playback number for this powerful message is 712-432-1085. Again, 712-432-1085. And that PIN number is 957-677-POUND. And please join us immediately following this call for the new morning motivational call for Testimonial Thursdays, where you can hear firsthand the testimonies of those that have used these products and what the products have done for their lives. And that number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. And that number is 294-617-POUND. Again, I'd like to thank Minister Brenda Terrell for seating and greeting each and every one of us and giving us that powerful, powerful tag. Thank you, Jesus, this morning. And Minister Kai for her wonderful teaching this morning. Number one, facing your call. And number two, who is called? And we look forward to hearing the ending of this message. So, Minister Kai, would you now come before us and give us our closing benediction?
Thank you again, Minister Jackie, for hosting the call. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just want to thank you. Thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you for your long suffering, O Heavenly Father, that you continue to give us opportunities to come into your grace and your salvation, O God. We thank you, Lord, because we know that we know that we know that you love us more than we can even love ourselves, O God. And as we leave this call, O Heavenly Father, but never your presence, we just want to give you the praise, the glory, and honor that is due you because you are God. So, Lord, we thank you, we magnify you, and we give you the praise, glory, and honor that is due. We seal it in the blood of the Lamb, and we say amen, amen, and amen. We are just so glad you all joined us. Continue to go out and be those marvelous ministers in the marketplace. Bye-bye.